Czech carmaker Škoda Auto has been named as the best Czech company in 2007 by the Czech Top 100 Association. It is the second year in a row that the company has won the annual competition, which is decided by the votes of managers and economic analysts in the Czech Republic. Power giant Chess and drug manufacturer Zentiva came in second and third place respectively. In the same competition, the leading Czech soft drinks producer, Kofola, appeared among the top 10 Czech companies for the first time. In what has been a good week for the Czech car manufacturer, Škoda's Octavia model has also just been voted the best car in Britain by the readers of the prestigious Auto Express magazine.
The Czech Republic has come second in a survey of how easy it is to do business in the four Visegrad countries. In the study conducted by Ernst & Young, the Czech Republic fared slightly better than Poland and Hungary, but all three lagged far behind the Slovak tiger economy. The survey found that the main obstacles to doing business in the Czech Republic are the complex tax system, the social and political environment, and employment legislation. The study also found that most entrepreneurs operating in the Czech Republic thought that state interference in the economy was too high.
Prices for houses and apartments in the Czech Republic have risen sharply, according to Mladá Fronta Dnes. The newspaper reports that property prices have increased by more than 10% in many large Czech towns and cities, with prices for apartments in Prague increasing by as much as one-third. Some of the factors which the Daily attributes the price increases to included easily available mortgages and foreign property speculators. Demand for housing has also increased because the generation of 1970s Czech baby boomers are now looking for flats because they're getting married and having children.
And finally, American coffee giant Starbucks could soon be coming to the Czech Republic. A number of Czech newspapers reported on Friday that the cafe chain has signed a preliminary cooperation agreement with the Amres catering company, which runs the KFC and Pizza Hut fast food outlets. They want to open branches together of Starbucks in the Czech Republic, Poland and Hungary. Amres did not reveal exactly when Starbucks would begin operations in this country. The chain has 13,000 cafes around the world. And that's all the business news for today.